All right, final hour of the Mike Malloy Show. Before, like Brigadoon, I disappear for the next 100 years or whatever that is that Brigadoon does. It's a musical theater reference. You wouldn't get it, Tone. Brad Friedman of BradBlog.com, your friendly citizen, investigative blogger, journalist, troublemaker, and muckraker, and all-around swell fellow occupying your airwaves. For the final hour here before the big holiday break, there'll be a rebroadcast, a best of Mike Malloy tomorrow and Friday, and then he and Kathy will be back on your public airwaves on Monday. And I wonder if he'll have anything on his mind. I wonder if a week off will have tightened up old Mike to have a few words to say when he returns. I will look forward to that. Let's see. All right, what do we have here? Oh, yes, this is our last hour here tonight, sponsored by Richard Averitt's Imagine Politique, which you can get, and I would ask you to do so as a favor to me, at bradblog.com, where we have a banner up at the top. Imagine Politique, American Democracy, Politics in Crisis. It is a thriller, a political thriller. It is fiction, and yet it is feels like it was ripped from the pavement of Occupy Wall Street. It also concerns some election fraud and a presidential election in which yours truly, me, Brad Friedman, actually shows up as a fictional character to inform the president-elect that there has been possibly some election fraud, some e-voting fraud in the state of Georgia in his election, and he might not have won. That would be the progressive third-party candidate. Really cool book. Check it out. It's Imagine Politique. You can get a copy signed by the author. If you stop by bradblog.com at the top of the page, you'll see it on all the pages for the next few days. And my thanks to Richard Averitt for making these available to help support the Brad Blog, the Mike Malloy Show, and progressive politics, progressive election integrity, and highlighting just where our democracy it may be headed unless some courageous characters step up. And there are some courageous characters in this book. Check it out. Imagine Politique at bradblog.com. And thank you. All right. Since it's Thanksgiving, I got to thank people. What are you thankful for? That's what I'd like to know, even as the world is crumbling around us. 877-520-1150. Would love to hear what you're thankful for. I know some folks are still on the line from the last hour and who had some questions for Catherine Cryer we couldn't get to, but I will try to get to everybody who calls in. But I would like to know what you are thankful for, even in these dark hours. And make no mistake, these are dark hours in this country, no question. Yet, I still think there is reason for hope. There is reason to be grateful. I am grateful that that you tune in to this show. I'm grateful that there are still some areas of the airwaves where progressive voices can be heard, and there are very damn few, very damn few. But I'm thankful that there are still a few left, and that I'm allowed to exercise my First Amendment rights every now and again across them. I'm also thankful for those folks who are standing up for those First Amendment rights, who are taking pepper spray in the face, who are taking tear gas canisters to the skull, who are being brought into who are being arrested. For exercising their constitutional rights, who are standing up to the thugs who are trying to turn this country back into, I don't know what the hell they're trying to do. I really don't. But those of you folks out there at the occupations who are fighting for what's right on this cold, dark November night, day before Thanksgiving, my sincerest thanks to all of you. 877-520-1150 is our phone number. 877-520-1150. Oh, I'm also thankful to Catherine Cryer. Man, is she great. If you didn't missed any portion of either that hour or the first hour tonight, when we talked about this election that has been flipped now, according to election officials in Utah, Provo, Utah on paper ballots that were scanned by a Diebold electronic op scanner. The results have been flipped. You can read about it at bradblog.com, but we'll have the archives up tonight of both my interview with Catherine Cryer and that first hour where I talked about that and about ESNS. And if you're looking for a voting machine company to villainize, there you go, ESNS, thugs from top to bottom, the way they operate, and they are now threatening a lawsuit against the county of Venango County, Pennsylvania, for having the temerity to examine, to independently audit their own voting machines. Their own voting machines, made by ESNS, that flipped votes in recent elections. That now that they've looked into them, they're finding numbers that don't belong inside the audit logs. These ESNS folks are thugs. They have no clue that our elections are public elections, not proprietary. And next week at Bradblog, I'll try to run this this legal threat, this letter I'm holding in my hand from ESNS attorneys, this confidentiality, non-disclosure agreement that they're trying to force these computer scientists from Carnegie Mellon to sign. It is absolutely appalling. These are our public elections. And if I don't get another chance to say this over the public airwaves here before the election cycle starts in earnest in January, over our public airwaves, over Sirius, XM Channel 127, paper ballots, while we need hand-marked paper ballots, they're great, but if we don't count them, if we don't count them on election night in front of our citizenry, in front of all parties, in front of all video cameras, if we don't count them right then and there at the precinct and post those results at the ballot, at the polling place before ballots are moved anywhere, then we may as well be kissing our democracy goodbye. Does that mean you should not vote? If you don't have hand-counted paper ballots at your precinct on election night, no, it doesn't mean that at all. Because if you don't vote, the bad guys don't have to work very hard, do they? Up to you if you want to vote. I don't care either way. I really don't. But if you vote, I want your vote counted. I want it counted accurately, and I want it counted in a way that I can know that your vote was counted accurately. Is that too much to ask in a democracy? Is that too much to ask in a democracy where you've got, it's the Republican election board in Venango County who is being threatened by ESNS because they're having the temerity to look at their own voting systems. These are not issues of right and left. These are issues of right and wrong. It is an issue of right and left when the Republican Party is trying to keep Americans from voting, as they're doing now in state after state, with these insidious, these invidious vote photo ID restrictions at the polling place, trying to keep minorities, elderly, students, from being able to even cast their goddamn vote. Thanks, Republicans, who are doing that. So, yeah. But on the back end, the elections, the counting those ballots, those people who are allowed to vote, those issues are not of right and left. And I'm thankful tonight to the election board of Venango County, Pennsylvania, the two Republicans and the one Democrat in the highly Republican county who are saying, this is crazy. And it is. But it will continue until you or I or somebody does something about it. Hello, occupiers. I suggested a demand. Go to bradblog.com and look up my one recommended occupation, Occupy Wall Street demand. It's two sentences. I don't have it in front of me, but I can remember it. One is, everyone who wants to vote, who is a citizen 18 years of age and older, gets to vote, period. That's the first sentence. Second sentence, those votes cast on hand-marked paper ballots will be counted on election night at the polling place in front of the public and all parties and all video cameras with the results posted before ballots move anywhere. That is democracy. And that's what we need in this country. Your calls when we come back. 877-520-1150. Get in now. What are you thankful for? Brad, in for Malloy.
You're telling everyone in town that I don't treat you right. You even say I stay away and don't come home at night. I'm losing you and you are all I've got. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot.
Well done, Tony. Brad Friedman from Brad Blog in for Mike Malloy. We're taking your calls. What are you thankful for? 877-520-1150. And you can be clever, by the way. You can be clever. You can say any damn thing you want on this show, just about anything you want. Just couch it in somehow. What are you thankful for? 877-520-1150. Also, stop by the bradblog.com chat room. And please consider buying a copy of Imagine Politique while you're over at bradblog.com to help me do what I need to do in this election year coming up. I need your help. I got no corporate help. I got no foundational help. I have you. So, thank you for that. 877-520-1150. All right, let's get to some of our calls here. Mark in San Francisco. Welcome, sir, to the Mike Malloy Show. I know you've been holding for a while, so you don't have a thank you. So, I just you have dispensation. What's on your mind, brother?
Well, I did want to thank you, Brad, for all you're doing to keep corruption out of voting in this country and fighting for our democracy. I'm thankful that we have voices like Mike Malloy and Norman Goldman, Tom Hartman, all the progressives that are out there fighting the good fight and raising consciousness in this country like the 99%. I'm really grateful for that because I think it's so important now. We're under attack. Our voting's being, challenged, our right to vote in this country. The Supreme Court is corrupt. We have a Congress that took a pledge to Grover Norquist to protect the 1% in this country. We have some major battles. Fox News, we have some targets that the 99% really need to hone in on and make their voices loud and clear that we're not going to put up with it anymore. They're attacking the 99%. They have been for too long.
Yep. I hear you, brother. All right,
well,
good point.
Have a good Thanksgiving, Brad, and I'll listen to you. I guess Norm's going to bring you on, Norman Goldman, and that'll be great. I'll hear you there, and I'll hear you when you fill in for Mike.
Oh, great. I've never been on Norman's show. I'd be delighted to, so I will look forward to that, and have a great Thanksgiving up there. And by the way, up there in San Francisco, good luck. You got paper ballots. That's good. Good luck trying to figure out who won or lost an election on that instant runoff voting, that madness ranked choice voting. We can't even add 1 plus 1 plus 1 in this country. And instant runoff voting, IRV, or ranked choice voting has so complicated up there for the folks in the Bay Area. I hope they get rid of it soon. Anyway, that's my little editorial. Thanks, Mark, for your call, and have a great holiday.
You too, brother.
All right, brother. 877-520-1150. Now is your chance to get in on your public airwaves. Don't wait until the end. We got a few lines open. Everybody always waits until the very end, and can't give you enough time, yada, yada. All right, let's see. Steve in Burbank.
There we go.
Steve.
Hi, Brad.
Hey, Steve. How are you? You got to turn down your radio.
It's off completely.
It is?
Yes.
Oh, it's his phone?
It's a serious box.
Okay.
Is a landline. Well, what might explain it is it's a landline, and, there are copper coils,
All right. We're not going to go into that, Steve, because everybody's going to fall asleep if we go into that. But, by the way, Steve, I got to meet you last week at the Greg Palast event that I was hosting. I was delighted to meet you for the first time, and so that was awesome, and thanks for calling in tonight. What is on your mind?
You shameless name dropper. But anyway, what's happening is I'm...
Just because I said I know Steve from Burbank, I'm a name... All right, go ahead.
It's called projection. In psychiatry, it's called projection.
Okay. What's your question, Steve?
Okay. I'm thankful for the calculator that allowed me to figure out that Rush Limbaugh is allowed to have $11.43 a word through you know, talking and all that, and he's not even being productive. He's not even contributing anything to society.
He's hurting society, not contributing. He's hurting. He's harming this country. He's lying to millions and millions of Americans every goddamn day across our public airwaves, tricking them into voting against their own best interest, lying to them about what is going on in this country, shamelessly so. And, yeah, well, and then, so you figured out the 40, what is it, 40 million or something he makes a year? Or,
I took it off 50 million.
50 million,
here's how
I did yeah.
It.
Yeah.
Read something for 35 minutes
okay.
at the same rate you talk. And then 50 million, you know, I did it. I have it all figured out on paper.
So he makes $11 a word.
No, he doesn't. It's what he is allowed to have through the prevailing circumstances.
Oh, I didn't say he earns it. I said he makes it. All right. Anyway, take your point, Steve. I appreciate it. Appreciate your call. Have a happy Thanksgiving, brother.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Yeah, well, he doesn't earn it, that's for sure. What's the outrage of it all is that we let him do it over our public airwaves. Our public airwaves. We give them to liars like him. Instead of guarding them against the corporate takeover, instead of guarding them like we guard our national parks, we give them away. And Democrats, Bill Clinton signed the Telecommunications Act. Democrats, yeah, well, we can't win that fight. Let's just worry about the Internet. Baloney. Millions and millions of Americans every day. Forget about Fox News. It's AM radio, stupid. That's where these guys get their lies that are killing us over our own public airwaves. 877-520-1150. Brad, in for Mike Malloy.
Walking down the road with the ratchet in your waist, journey to bed. Oh, oh, oh. Just rubbing on the stubbing on the putting on the shooting boy to bed.
Well, they're building a gallows outside my cell, and I've got 25 minutes to go. And the whole town's waiting just to hear me yell. I got 24 minutes to go. Well, they gave me some beans for my last meal with 23 minutes to go.
Yeah, that's about all we got. About 23 minutes to go. Before we are out of here for the Thanksgiving holidays, I may stop and say hello quickly on the video at bradblog.com in that chat room there after the show. If you want to stop on by and say hello and also pick yourself up a copy, a signed copy of Imagine Politique, in which I appear as a fictional character. I being Brad Friedman of bradblog.com, here on your Mike Malloy Show. As we head in towards the holiday, Mike and Kathy will be back on Monday, and I am taking your calls at 877-520-1150. What are you thankful for? Be creative. I'm sure you can do it. 877-520-1150. I got a bunch of free lines. Now's your time to get in. You can, you can put it in a clever way and then use the time on your public airwaves to say anything you want. 877-5, and Tony will keep his finger on the dump button. 877-520-1150, 877-520-1150. Over on the Twitters, I wanted to do a, give a shout out here to, where is it? Where's that tweet? D'Abidi. I don't know how she says it. Anyway, she's listening to us on Sirius XM Channel 127. We're keeping her awake as she flies up the I-35. Safe travels, D, and to everyone who's on the roll tonight, going back to see family before Thanksgiving. Stay safe out there. Glad you're listening, though, tonight. 877-520-1150. And unfortunately, by the way, this Mike Flynn character, who's the editor-in-chief over at Andrew Breitbart's fake news site, Big Government, I had invited him to come on to talk about his story. Last week he reported that there was a murder at Occupy Savannah in Georgia. Turns out it was a completely phony story. and he never bothered to correct it. There was a murder of someone who was who had been at the occupation in Savannah. The murder had nothing to do with Occupy Savannah. It wasn't at the occupation. It was miles away. And this really irresponsible guy, Mike Flynn, over at Andrew Breitbart's site, just went out and put out these lies. So desperate are they to try to discredit these great patriots at the occupation that they're willing to go out and just lie and say there's murders going on when they aren't. Well, I invited Mike Flynn to come on the show, but apparently he's a coward or something. I don't know. That's what O'Reilly would call them. When you invite them, they don't show up. They're cowards. And, of course, that's why he works for Andrew Breitbart, like James O'Keefe and all the other liars. Cowards, scoundrels, and scofflaws. 877-520-1150. Let's go to Kevin in Colorado Springs. Hey, Kevin, welcome to the Mike Malloy Show, sir.
Hey, good evening, Brad.
How are you, brother?
I'm good. I've actually got another listener that can't listen to you, but he's on the other phone hearing me talk to you.
Okay. We'll give him my best regards.
Well, I will do that.
All right.
I wanted to talk about the election thing in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
What county? I know you said the county, but what is the nearest city to that? And the reason I asked that is I think that's one of those things that Occupy Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Whatever city that happens to be closest to needs to be out there protesting. I mean, there's no excuse for those for that company to be doing that. It's our elections.
Yeah. Oh, you know, I know.
It's like here at Occupy, we said, whose park is it?
Right.
It's the people's park.
You're damn right.
Not the government, not the election company, not the election machine company.
Yep.
And we've got to stop it.
Yep.
I mean, that's just pure and simple.
You're absolutely right, and it's and they do, and the occupiers need to step in here and support the election commission, who's calling for this audit of these voting systems, as ESNS, these thugs, this electronic voting system company, has taken them to court, threatening them. It is appalling. Venango County, it's a quite rural county and quite Republican, as I said. It's in northwest Pennsylvania. I guess the largest city there would be Pittsburgh. I don't have it on my map, but it's in any case, it's on the northwest side of the state in Pennsylvania, and they need some help. Please occupy Venango.
Yeah.
Good idea,
and,
Kevin.
Hey, I wanted to say one other thing. You asked what we were thankful for.
Yeah.
And the first thing that came to my mind, Brad, is I'm thankful for Occupy. And the reason for that is without Occupy being active the last 2 months, we'd be nowhere near where we are today.
You're absolutely right. So, we've changed the conversation. And so to all the occupiers out there tonight, thank you for that. Thanks for your call, Kevin. I really appreciate it. Have a great holiday, okay?
Thank you, Brad.
All right.
You too.
All right. Let me get to, excuse me. Real quick, Sanchez, our friend Sanchez, who I also got to meet last week at the, Palace, Festival, Greg Palace Festival, and a great, great occupier out there at Occupy LA. Hey, Sanchez, welcome to the Malloy Show, brother.
Yeah, definitely. And I was wearing my Mike Malloy t-shirt. And
you were.
You managed to, not recognize me, but recognize and say that you are the, guest host as well. So
that's right. Cause I was up there on the podium bad mouthing Malloy or something. I don't know what I was doing. And then I saw a guy with the Mike Malloy Show in the audience and I, anyway.
And the rest is history.
Yes, sir.
I just want to echo the gentleman that was just on as well to say that I am also thankful for the liberating experience that I've had with Occupy Wall Street first, and then supporting them, and then being their progressive talk radio voice to talk to all the hosts and get them online and on board with Occupy Wall Street. And then when Occupy Los Angeles opened up, being a member of one of the original 60 that showed up,
right.
I happen to there's some issues that come up here, Brad. I don't know how much time you're going to give me, but the LAPD and the City Hall has given us, the Occupy Los Angeles, Occupy LA, an ultimatum to get out by the end of the month, November 28th. They're in a General Assembly right now. I'm at home here in East LA calling you. I'm monitoring the General Assembly. Deepak Chopra was just there. He was just there. He spoke for about 20 minutes, and his advice was this moral outrage that we have is justified, and he is saying to keep moving and keep occupying. If you have to, move two blocks away. Here's the LAPD is giving us a 72-hour notice, probably, and our attorneys...
For what? You have been there a month. What illegality are they going to suddenly invent to make you go leave the city hall lawn?
Well, look, Brad, they're tossing things that I had mentioned to you last week when we were talking. There's a gang influence now. The air has definitely changed, and the GAs, they're discussing these all right now, how to proceed after the 28th.
Let me make a suggestion, Sanchez, because I got a lot of callers. I want to get to them, but let me make just a suggestion for the folks out there at Occupy LA. Is there a problem? Is there a gang problem? Are there people acting, behaving illegally? Those people, if they're doing something illegally, then they need to be dealt with by the police in an appropriate manner.
Yeah.
If you're going to stand up against the police who are suddenly inventing a law to make you move, make it clear to everybody this is a nonviolent movement. Anybody who is violent, you know, is not a part of the occupation, but you guys are going to stand your ground, stand our ground at City Hall, and do it nonviolently, and that's it. And you're not going to move away and make it more convenient for the L.A. City Hall or the police,
Here is the reason for all that, and I think you know that every other city in the country, in the world, has the police on their back.
Right.
So they can get a billy club, they can get a visit, they can get a tear gassing at any day.
But you
night.
Guys have been working with the police.
Yes. But now there's an issue that's come up, and that's why the General Assembly is dealing with that issue, is that we have this city liaison committee that has been dealing. And now the city liaison, I'm 50-50 about all this because they have the personalities and the knowledge to be able to deal to score this original LAPD issue.
Listen,
but now the General Assembly, because it was not done and approved by them, the people are upset.
All right, listen, Sanchez, I don't want to get too much into the weeds here because we've got a lot of folks I got to get to, and it's sort of a local thing. But you know what? Stand your ground, and if there's bad guys out there doing things that are wrong, that's not you. That's not the occupation.
Yeah.
You guys are peaceful, nonviolent.
Yeah.
Stand your ground. It's your city hall. It's our city hall. Hold it for all of us. Sanchez, I got to run, brother. Have a great
Thanksgiving.
And to you. All right. I really appreciate it. Let's go to quickly to Matt in my old hometown of St. Louis. Welcome to the Mike Malloy Show, Matt.
How you doing, Brad?
Hey, I'm hanging
in. Thanks for all your hard work. I really enjoy the show.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. How do you you listen on online, on Sirius out there? How do you listen? Because I know that they don't allow progressive radio in the city of St. Louis.
it's immediate blackout. It's like East Germany here. When it comes to progressive talk radio. I listen to Sirius. That's my only. That's what keeps me sane.
Yeah.
I'm thankful for that too.
Yep.
Actually.
So, all right. I hear you.
I called on this show to say that I was thankful for that memo that got leaked from the D.C. insurance and banking lobbying PR firm to the American Banking Association.
Mm-hmm.
And I think everybody should read that 4-page leaked memo. And I think these people are sociopaths.
Yep.
I think they constantly prove it.
Yep.
And
for people who don't know, this is a memo showing how they were lobbyists or something, how they were going to how they could. Here's how we will help you discredit Occupy Wall Street. Here's the crap we will make up about them, and you give us $800,000 for it or something. And a credit to Chris Hayes over on MSNBC for breaking that story last Sunday. That's what these guys do. They can't win, so they cheat and they lie, and that's what they do.
Exactly.
Have you been out to Occupy St. Louis? Are they still there? I know there was a crackdown.
Well, there was a crackdown, and we're hanging in there. It's just a question of, we support everybody. We support our local Occupy. I think at the same time that I think that people down at their local Occupies don't really understand that the whole world really is watching, and that if you're in a certain area in the United States, I'm in St. Louis. I watch you everywhere, from the West Coast to the East Coast to Canada, all over the country. And so, you know, just keep that in mind. I think there's plenty of things to motivate us as occupiers, and there's plenty of things that we share in common, even with people who don't necessarily agree with us totally. But, you know, I think we can change our minds.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate your call. Stay warm out there in St. Louis, and give my best to all my St. Louis peeps. Hopes to be back soon. Go get a Ted Drews on me. All right.
Yeah, well,
thanks, Matt. Have a great holiday. Okay, we're going to... we'll come back. We'll take a break. We'll come back with your last of your calls here. We're going to try to get everyone in. What are you thankful for? I'd love to hear it in the short time we have left. Again, I am thankful for you for listening to the Mike Malloy Show in our last few minutes. And I'll be thankful if you stop by bradblog.com, buy a copy of Imagine Politique. It supports the work that I do. It's the only support for the work that I do, by and large. So stop on by, get that book. You'll see it right at the top of bradblog.com. Our last few minutes when we return, Brad in for Malloy.
What I do without you.
Yes, it was lovely. My thanks to Mike and Kathy Malloy for allowing me to sit in for them over the past week since Friday. Much enjoyed it. Had a great time as always. It's exhausting, but thank you guys for allowing me to do this, and hope to do it again soon. Maybe we'll see you at Christmas. Who knows? I don't know. Also, my thanks tonight to my guests, Catherine Cryer. Check out her book at patriotacts.com. You won't be disappointed. She is awesome. Catherine Cryer from CNN and Court TV previously. Now she's from We the People. Okay, also, let's see who... Tony Sorrentino has been here all week with us, as he always is, out here at KTalk AM 1150, our awesome engineer. Thank you, brother, for all that you do. I'm very, very grateful to you, sir. Also, producer Desi Doyen, producer, call screener, chat room moderator, genius. Thank you, Des. Really appreciate it. Also, 4Earth is in the chat room moderating as well. Jeannie Dean is in the chat room and in the house tonight joining us here at K-Talk. Thank you, Jeannie Dean, for all the help. Greatly appreciated. If you're listening on MikeMalloy.com, please do stay tuned for Head On with Bob Kincaid, for whom I am also thankful. Okay, I think that's all the business. And in case I don't finish up in time, as usual, you can find me at bradblog.com. You can tweet me at thebradblog. And please stop by and grab a copy of Imagine Politique, signed by Richard Averitt, to help support The Brad Blog, The Malloy Show, and Progressive Radio. And we will have archives up late night tonight at bradblog.com. All right, a couple of quick calls, a couple of thank you calls, 877-520-1150. Don't know why I'm giving you that number, because can't get to everybody I got now. Mark in Minneapolis, welcome to The Malloy Show. Mark, what's on your mind, brother?
Hey, Brad, thank you so much for you. Thank you for Mike Malloy. I listen on AM 950 here in Minneapolis.
Ah, yes.
On Sirius. So, but
we love AM 950, by the way. I got to meet the station owner, Janet, a couple weeks ago out in Vegas, and she is awesome. You guys are very lucky to have a great independent progressive station out there.
We definitely are lucky, and we continue to support it. But I want to say thank you so much for the Occupy movement, as everyone is stating. I've been fighting this economic battle for the better part of the last 3-4 years. Just craziness with foreclosures and everything else, destroying communities. And, you know, it seems like we get a little spark, and then that fire dies out, and now we've got Occupy, and now we just got to keep this fire blazing.
Yep, you're absolutely right.
So I urge anybody who's involved with Occupy also to read Dr. King's letter from the Birmingham jail, because that gives you a real good synopsis of what he stood for, and nonviolent civil disobedience and what it's really all about.
Mm-hmm.
So happy Thanksgiving to you and yours, Brett, and I'll let you get to some more calls, but thank you, Occupy. Keep the movement going.
Thank you, sir. Well said, Mark. I greatly appreciate it. Have a great holiday. Let me get to, can I do two more calls in 2 more minutes? All right. We'll have to do it fast. Tim in West Branch. Where is that, Michigan, Tim?
Yeah, about an hour and a half from Michael Moore's home.
Okay, good. What's on your mind? What are you thankful for in like about 15 seconds, about all I got left?
Thankful for Americans who are inventive. And I want to let you know that I've shared a plan, left a message with Michael Moore tonight and also the Michigan Congressional Delegation. There's a way in the federal budget to save $500 billion. That's moving all white-collar workers to 2 shifts a day instead of one. Cuts overhead costs in half. That's
wait, you make everybody work twice as hard?
No. We pay for office space,
uh-huh.
computers that are available 168 hours a week, 24/7. We use it 40 hours a week. I'm talking about an early shift and a late shift in every federal building, every state and local building.
All right. Well, we're going to have to I have to cut you off here only because I'm shy of time. If it's to add productivity, we're more productive than we have ever been, and yet the people are still getting screwed in the bargain. But
I'm talking about cutting overhead in half.
And I got you.
Green Space Guy on Twitter. I have all the details.
I appreciate it. Green Space Guy on Twitter. Thanks, Tim. I appreciate that.
Thank you very
have
much.
A good holiday. I can do it. Lois in Colvallo, California. You got 10 seconds. What are you thankful for, Lois?
you got to me. It's Covalo. And
Covalo.
I just wanted to say when you asked what am I grateful for, I'm 66 years old, and I am so grateful for the Occupy movement. I've been following the denigration of my country since I was in my 20s, and I'm just so happy to finally see people rallying around changing everything.
Well done, Lois. Thanks for that call. Have a great Thanksgiving, everyone out there, everyone in America. And, don't forget, keep it lit. I'm Brad Friedman. Happy Thanksgiving.